This is 5 minutes to change your life. My name is Joanne Mallon. I'm an author and coach. I love helping people make wee changes that make a massive difference in their lives. Give me 5 minutes of your time today. Just might change your life. Hey, hello, what about you? Welcome to episode 3 of 5 Steps to Better Confidence. So I hope you're enjoying this wee series. Please do get in touch, leave me a review, let me know what you think. So as I promised at the end of the last episode, I'm going to share a tip with you today that will enable you to think yourself confident. As I said in the first episode, confidence grows as we do things. So you'll pretty much always have to do something if you want your confidence to increase. But the thing that you do doesn't have to be anything massively arduous or challenging. You know, you don't necessarily have to be climbing a mountain always. It can be easy and it can involve thinking, because what we think about drives what we do and how we show up in the world. So if you want to behave more confidently, you can start that process by thinking more confidently. Thoughts are incredibly powerful. Now, this tip I'm going to share with you today, I actually dug this out from one of my books. This is from my book, Change Your Life in 5 Minutes a Day, which has got tons of tips in it. So I'll link to it in the show notes and you can check it out. This is actually a method that coaches often use to help clients focus on what it might take to move from the life you have to the life you want. So you can become your own life coach simply by asking yourself, if I was operating at 100% confidence, what would I be doing differently? What would be happening in my life that isn't happening now? So if I was operating at 100% confidence, what would I be doing differently? Now, don't overthink your answer to that question. Just ponder it a wee bit. Maybe jot down anything that comes to mind in your journal, your notebook. You might be surprised that the difference isn't as much as you might assume. You know, it might not be a whole life transformation. It might be just something small that needs to change. But once you've got that clearer picture of where you want to be, then you can start to map out the best way to get there. Because you do not need to know the full path, just the first step. So let's say, for example, you think, if I had more confidence, I'd change my job. I'd quit my job. So if you want to change your job, well, maybe you could consider updating your CV. You know, that could be your first step. So once you've created your first step, write it down in as much detail as possible. Think about, when will you do it? What do you need to do to make it happen? Do you need to tell somebody, get somebody else involved? Taking that first step will create momentum, and that will ensure that the step after that follows easily. So that is it. Simply take a few minutes now, think and ask yourself, if I was operating at 100% confidence, what difference would that make? In very specific, concrete terms, what would be happening in your life that isn't happening now? So let me know how you get on with that. I'll be back next time with another lovely, juicy, confidence-raising thing for you to try. I'll talk to you soon.